You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavach.
Hey, Jess! How are you? Good!
You know, I'm here in my office in New York. Welcome, ladies, to The Polished Woman. And Jess, look what I have a reminder of. All of the awards we won.
Okay, it's there! I have them here.
I have the W3. I have the Davy. This was a good award. This was executive producer, The Polished Woman. Look, outstanding talk show.
Oh my God. Wait, did we have W3?
W3 was for outstanding talk show.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hey.
Hey, I love your shades. Look at you and your outfit. So nice. So
the shirt classic. Look at my workout, huh? So the shirt is classico from my new favorite designer called Rivay, R-I-V-A-Y. And Rivay NYC. They make the best men's clothes. You have to get them.
Oh, I lost you. I lost you, Max. Wait. I lost you.
Here we are. I lost you.
Oh, my God. Are we okay, Sam?
Yeah, we're perfect. I think it's on my end. You know, today's that kind of a day. Where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be.
What is that? They said that it's that Mercury whatever again.
Oh, in retrograde. So, of course, what happens is that communication, anything technological or communication has, like, you know, severed cords. So here we are. But Jess, tell the lady, how are you, first of all?
I'm good. Well, my husband is okay.
We weren't here last week. So for those who missed the show, tell everyone what happened.
What happened last week? It's also about the whole whatever Mercury
thing. your husband.
Oh, yeah. Last week, my husband had a surgery.
But not just a surgery, like a very intense heart surgery.
Very intense heart surgery. They finally put his defibrillator because the past few weeks he's been having like really bad and really heart failure, and the doctor was like, "No, we cannot wait any longer. We have to put the defibrillator. You know, we don't want to take any chance." And so, yeah, we finally did it. And now the next...
Pause real quick. Because, you know, for you, it just rolls off of your tongue.
Yeah.
But Jess, how... Like, I'm going to take my sunglasses off.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Like, I'm tired, exhausted.
Yeah. You went through a lot, Jess. It's not just like, you know, you're like the one that holds everything together.
I know. I'm super exhausted.
And then you're the mother and your three kids and the house and the business and, you know, the other you know, television show and all these things happening.
Yeah. It's just like too much happening.
How do you get through daily? Do you breathe? Do you pray? I know you pray, but give us like, what do you want women to do when they're going through tough times? What do you do?
I think for me, I just really start my day praying and meditating. You know, like they always ask, how do you always so pray like so fast? Because first I do my meditation, you know, of course, with my meditation, I just think about, you know, God, I think about, you know, like the good things, your vision and everything. So just meditating and listening to His word. And then I read the Bible. And that's when I pray after reading the Bible. You know, I pray for the people that I needed to pray for, you, for Sam, for everyone, people who I know, who I love, family and all. And then you request, then you pray for request. Oh, but I forgot. I always start with thanksgiving, gratitude when you pray in the beginning, when you meditate. Yeah. So I lost Max. We have a great show today. I lost Max. I think it's what is happening with this whole communication, internet, whatever. Okay, so we have a very good quote that is perfect for our topic for today. Feeling beautiful has nothing to do with what you like. And that's from Emma Watson. Hello, Emma Watson. That's a very, very beautiful quote that I love. We all have ideas about what it means to be beautiful. And I'm willing to bet that at least once we've all looked at ourselves and felt like we, you know, we weren't living up to those ideals. What I want to ask you to think about today is why that was the case. What made you look at yourself in the mirror and think that you were somehow lacking, that there is somehow lacking in you? Was it something someone said? Was it pressure you were putting on yourself? Or was it in comparison to someone else? What if I told you that there was a very, that there was a way that you could feel like that less often and that you could start right now? Well, you know, we always, how do I say this, Max? I'm so sad that you're not around. We always judge ourselves. We never are, you know, we will never ever be satisfied with how we look like, right? Never. So that's why I have this beautiful girl today, our amazing, amazing guest, Yannica Klingberg, a certified yoga instructor, Chine Chang, practitioner, and Reiki healer, originally from Sweden and based in Los Angeles. Currently, she's the head instructor for True Naked Yoga. I want to try this. Hey, Yannica. How are you? Hi, Yannica, are you here? Hello? Yannica? Yes. Hello, Yannica. I can't hear you.
Now you can hear me.
Yes.
So Yannica was disconnected. Her camera froze, so she'll be back in just a moment. Jessica,
oh my God, you're back.
Welcome to live podcasting.
Welcome to live.
Oh my this God, is actually, why we win.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Look how beautiful our guest
what
is
going
today.
On today?
You know what, Yannica? What's going on is Mercury's in retro.
I think so. Something is off.
Yeah. See, we lost Max again. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'm on, and I'm,
okay,
I'm going to see if I can turn your volume
all
up.
Right.
All right. Hi.
Yannica, you are so beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. The same to you.
Yeah. Wait, let's start. Okay. So before, I want you to introduce yourself and tell us about yourself, because I know that you used to model. You were out there with all, you know, with the high-end models, the society, and just, you know, you were all over before you became, you know, into yoga and you know. So tell us about yourself.
Yes. So I was born and raised in Sweden. My mother is from Thailand. My father is Swedish. And
Love it.
Late teens, I decided to move to London. So I ended up moving to London and started working in hospitality industry that later led me to the modeling industry. And I was in London for 10 to 12 years. And as we know, in the hospitality is a very stressful, working 10 hours a day, double shifts.
Yeah.
And the modeling industry is not an easy industry either. It's, you think it's glamorous, but there's a lot of part of it that it's not very glamorous. I was very grateful for the job because it took me around the world, and I managed to make enough money to spend on my education in yoga. So I would model, and then I would take 3 months off and then go and study yoga. That was later down the line when I realized that I was just not very happy. I hated modeling, and I'm not saying it's a bad profession. It just wasn't for me anymore. I just felt like I needed something else.
Did you feel very insecure? I'm sorry to cut you, but did you feel very insecure about yourself, or was there any, you know, an incident, you know, in the whole modeling thing that, oh my God, made you just like, oh my gosh, I am not, you know, worth it, or something like that?
I would say I was always a very healthy eater, exercise a lot, and I always saw my body as a very healthy body, good size. And I was, you know, in the modeling industry, they want really skinny, a lot of the times very skinny models. And I remember one time where the clients, they would book me every season, but they emailed me and they said, hey, our collection is a little bit smaller this time. Do you mind just losing a couple of kilos for next month? And I was just thinking to myself, no, I don't, because I'm so, I love my body. And if I go any skinnier than this, I would be sick and ill.
Yeah.
I still showed up to work, but I decided that year that this is not how I want anyone to make me feel. Oh. And as much as I had like a lot of self-awareness, mm-hmm. and that industry was very, you know, you're surrounded by interns, you're naked most of the time, and they're always like pointing out that doesn't fit you, you're too big for this, and you know, it's always those comments that's making you feel very like insecure about your body. And me, I could handle it, but watching the younger girls, I think I started pretty late, like 23, 24.
Yeah.
But I would work with models who were like, you know, 16 years old, and they would be the one crying in a corner and not eating anything all day.
Wow.
Living on Coca-Cola and sugar all day.
Oh, so my
for
gosh.
Me, just watching that was very heartbreaking. And but it's also very hard when you're in that industry and you're making the money that you're making that's allowing you to travel. It's hard to break out of it. It's really hard.
Yeah.
But
because it's good money, right? It's good money.
It's decent money, yes. But for me, I was like, I'm getting older. I'm not going to do this my whole life. And this is not my life purpose. And this is not what I want. I'm grateful for it now because I can travel and all of that. But
yeah.
And then the moment I decided like I need to make a shift, I remember going, I always wanted to shave my hair one side because I always thought it was really cool.
No.
So I was on this job in Milan and I decided, you know what? Screw everyone. I'm just going to go to the hairdresser. So in moment break, I went to the hairdresser. They shaved one part of my head and it looked amazing. It looked gorgeous. I went back to work. I was doing some showroom work and I remember the client's face just dropped. All their clients were like, you look gorgeous and all of that. But that was it for my modeling career because I wanted to just make a statement. Like I want to look the way I want to look.
Yes.
I don't want anyone else to tell me you can't look a certain way.
Yeah.
I remember going to the airport, buying myself a big bottle of champagne, had a glass of champagne at the airport, and I told myself, I'm never going back. And that was it. And then I just threw myself into the whole yoga world and had to figure out how to, you know, do the whole yoga stuff after.
I love it. Hey, you know, ladies, whoever is listening right now, if you're not happy, right, Janneke? If you're not happy with where you are right now, and if you think it's giving you a little bit of, you know, lack of confidence, get out.
Yeah, make a change. Like,
make a change. I mean,
don't be
Janneke,
scared. I think that's the one thing that's holding people back is fear. Like security. What's going to happen if I don't have this and if I don't have that? And I've lived in many countries. I started over all again. And I tell you, the universe will provide. It will help you. Things will come to you. You just have to have a very, you know, positive mindset. And once you let go of that whole, like, I need to make money. I need to do this. I need to all of that. Let go of it. And it will start to flow. So.
How do you find that? I just wanted to ask you before we talk about, you know, true naked yoga. How do you find that, you know, that this is not, how did you know that, okay, this is not what I want? How do you advise women that, you know, you will come into that point that you'd feel that this is not for you?
I think we all know deep down inside. Uh-huh. When I was working in hospitality, I would just dread waking up and going to work. It would be like the worst feeling in my gut. I was not happy doing it. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many different jobs just because as soon as I get that feeling, I just say, no, this is not for you. You tried it and it's okay to try a lot of different things until you figure out what you want to do. And I think that's the one thing that people don't do. They're holding on to that safety. And then all of a sudden there's 10 years passed and you're still stuck in the same job doing the same thing and not happy because you're so used to a certain lifestyle and security. You can find that somewhere else. But I think the most important thing is you start with your happiness from the inside. You know,
that's so
I think
true. And do you think because that whole thing, do you think that you were looking for some sort of like a purpose as opposed to like a career or something?
I think coming from the background I come from a very unhappy family and mm-hmm. very tough upbringing, mm-hmm. I always told myself I never want to be like my parents. I never want to be unhappy the way they are. Coming from a background of, you know, depression and, you know, whole family suffering from all kinds of issues.
Yeah.
I think looking back at that is just kind of made me feel like I'm never ever going to put myself in a situation where I can't, where I get that deep into a depression or not feeling happy with myself. So I always, every time I felt bad, I would change something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's moments where I felt like, am I doing the right thing? Why am I not settling? Why am I not staying in one place? But it's who I am, I guess. So I'm, you know, mm-hmm. working. That's taking me a long time to accept as well. Mm-hmm. You know, self-acceptance. Like it's self-love, I think.
I love that whole thing because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people and a lot of women who are listening right now and watching us, you know, are going through the same thing, right? A lot of families and parents are not, some are like really not happy with their marriages. You know, they're not happy with their life. And, mm-hmm. you know, and the children are actually, they're getting this. They're getting that whole, that whole aura from your, you know, from your parents, that whole, you know, I mean, it's that whole feeling of what is happening, you know, to the family. I mean, yeah. I know you escaped from it. Yeah, it's like they're picking up the energy from your parents, right? I'm so glad that you were able to, you know, to take that in and you're like, you know what? I don't want to be in that situation. Mm-hmm. Can you just give us a little bit advice for, you know, for children, you know, for people or women who are in the same situation as you had before?
Yeah, I think we compare mm-hmm. ourselves a lot with our family, where our background, where we come from. If we come from a poor background, a working class family who's working, you know, 7 days a week and making mm-hmm. minimum salary, mm-hmm. and you think that my family is like that, I must be the same way. I must, you know, I don't think I can learn more just because my family are the same. They never really were educated. So it's imprinted in us growing up mm-hmm. that we are not good enough just because our family didn't necessarily do well mm-hmm. and they've chosen a different path than the path that you mm-hmm. strive for and that you really want to go down. Mm-hmm. But what I would say, stop comparing yourself, find your path and go for it. You know, it's like you only live once. There's nothing for you to lose. It's, if you want to, you know, go big and travel the world, you can do it. I've left many countries with very little money in my pocket, left a lot of things behind and just thought to myself, when I get there, I'll figure it out. And I always did. I would always meet people. You just have to, you know, travel with an open mind, open heart, positive mindset. I don't say it's always going to be an easy journey.
Oh, no, it's never
nothing
easy.
Is ever easy, but it will be worth it in the end.
Oh, I love that. And we don't have the same, you know, the same path, you know, pathway as our parents or, you know, our ancestors. We all have different lives. So I believe in that as well. Yeah. So speaking of purpose, speaking of, you know, career, you know, I want you, you know, what is the purpose behind? Can you briefly tell me about the, you know, the True Naked Yoga and what is the purpose behind it? How did you discover this?
So I've been a yoga teacher for many years and I ended up in LA teaching yoga at different studios. And then I had Tom and Gabe, who's the owner of True Naked Yoga company, contacted me. And I thought, what is this naked stuff and weird? And I looked at their site. I was like, wow, this is really beautiful. What they're shooting is very artistic and mm-hmm. Very tasteful. And I looked and I, you know, started talking to them. And then I understood that what they wanted from me is, can you come in and create the sequences? We want on-demand videos, but it's, you know, professional videos, working with professional models and yoga practitioners. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that, and then I'm realizing I started practicing as well because I had to kind of get into understand what it was all about.
Yeah.
But I realized that I'm naked at home a lot, all the time. So practicing naked yoga wasn't a big deal for me because I've done, you know, being naked at home and I've done a lot of exercise naked on my own. By myself.
I know, I want to start doing that.
Yeah. And it's like, it's very freeing in general to be naked. And it's, you know, it's greater for like, I think it will be, it's a good practice for like greater self-acceptance and appreciation.
Yeah.
You know, and it can help you to discover new ways at looking at your body.
I love that. Max, did you hear that? You want to start doing that? Working out? He was like,
So, yeah, I mean, like, I think, and a lot of people's like, well, there, I have a family at home. And, but you know what? It's, we shouldn't be afraid of being naked. And I think, like, from a young age, we should teach our kids from a young age, it's okay to be naked. We are, it's, we're born naked. It's a natural thing to be naked.
It's so true. Yeah.
And I'm not saying maybe like walk around naked with your teenagers and, you know, whatever, but whatever works for your family. Sure.
But we're just saying that we are actually shame. We're very shame being naked. Right.
And I think like being naked, it teaches you to kind of, you know, embrace you all of your imperfections. It teaches you to open your heart.
Yeah.
Because yoga is a very heart-opening practice.
Wait, how do you cancel that shame?
How do you cancel that shame?
Yeah,
I think it's just...
especially nowadays, because you feel like when you look at the social media, everyone's perfect.
Yeah.
They always say no. They're not, that's not true.
I think it's stop comparing yourself with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the first one. Stop comparing yourself because you are unique the way you are and learn how to love all of your little imperfections in your body. And yes, the social media part has a big part in us not feeling that we are good enough.
Yeah.
So try to be aware what comes up, how you feel, what feeling comes up when you see a certain image on social media.
Yeah.
And then just say like, well, that's her. And this is me. So I think practicing on just being naked in front of a mirror.
I like that.
If it's like once a week, just sitting naked in a room by yourself. And you don't have to look at yourself in the mirror. That's why we have the yoga. Just get to know, know your body by moving, breathing, being in the moment, present with your body. Instead of maybe just sitting and staring at yourself for an hour, then go ahead and, you know, practice and do something fun with your body, you know? And I think do something nice for yourself as well. I think it's important that we always want to try to improve and try to exercise and do all of that stuff, but do something nice for yourself. Like go and have a, you know, bath and do a little facial and get a massage. Yeah. Something that will tell your body how much you love it and how much you appreciate it.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So that's, yeah.
And also, like,
they're asking that how can you be present? How can you be present in your mind if you are not present with your body?
Well, that's where it starts.
And vice versa.
You need to start from within. Like, we need to start to love what's going on. So healing starts from within.
Mm-hmm. Start looking at yourself in the mirror and stop, you know, stop self-judgment.
Self-judgment. And I think surround yourself with positive people. People who are already there, who already have accepted their mindset, who accepts you for who you are as a whole person.
Yeah.
And I think you need to start looking at yourself as a whole person and not focusing on certain body parts.
Ooh.
You are a whole person from inside and out.
I like
that. It's not
that.
About your tummy. It's not about your arms.
Yeah.
You are a whole person. So I think that's where the focus needs to be.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier said than done, right?
It
but
is.
You know what?
I mean,
you got to have to try it.
Yeah,
you gotta
trust
have
me.
To try
I struggle. Yeah. With certain things sometimes as well. And then I'm like, no, that's exactly what makes me unique. I had this thing about my nose. I have a little bump on my nose. And I remember being in the modeling industry. It's like, well, no one else has that. maybe I should do something about that. And this, and I started like,
no.
And then I started catching myself. So yoga practice is a good practice when it comes to mindfulness.
Yeah.
Because your mind don't run away. So with the yoga practice, it would help me to really center and try and be able to kind of like categorize all my thoughts.
You know,
so I would have a thought that comes up and then I would try to analyze that thought. And then I would say, is this thought important? No, it's not. And then kind of let go of it. So being aware of what comes up is important, but not getting stuck in it. Just let it pass. So that's what we try to do when we're meditating.
Can you say that again? Can you say that again?
Yeah, that one comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But once you bring the awareness to the thought, let go of it. Don't let it fester.
Yes, that's so true.
It's what we do when we are meditating. People are always asking me, how do I get started with a meditation practice? Mm-hmm. I can't sit still. I'm always thinking. It's like, yeah, of course, you're always going to think. It's impossible to, unless you're enlightened and you've practicing meditation for years and years and years.
You can't.
You're not going to be able to sit and not completely think. So we do a lot of practice in yoga where we say, okay, focus on your breath. And then just imagine the thoughts being clouds just passing by. You'll notice the different shapes of the clouds when they come by and how they look like, but then they will just pass. So that's what we do in meditation as well. There's going to be a lot of busy moments and a lot of images coming up, a lot of chatter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay, notice it, because there might be a lot going on in your life. And then just kind of try to let them pass. And then you move on to the next. And then eventually there will be less and less clouds. And then you can just kind of bring more present. And that's where the breathing comes in. So we'll do
Did you hear that, Mass? I like that. So when you close your eyes, there will be a lot of clouds first. I see that actually.
Mm-hmm.
No, but then I don't want those. I just want like the pure white or blue, whatever, you know, sky.
Yeah.
And then I try it. But then again,
and a good practice is, so sometimes the teachers will tell you, bring your awareness to your breath, but that might not be enough. So you can say, it's like kind of like a guided meditation. So you can start with noticing that your right foot touching the ground, and then you just bring your awareness to your right foot. So different body parts, and then noticing your left foot, noticing your right hip, left hip, noticing your hand touching your knee, feeling the heaviness of your hand, and then just moving to different body parts, noticing the tip of your nose, noticing the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, you're just focusing on yourself.
But you have your eyes closed, right?
You're just focusing on your different body parts and how you feel in these different body parts.
Mm-hmm.
You can focus on your breath and just do a little inhale on the count of four.
Mm-hmm.
Exhale, counting four. So there's so many different techniques where you don't have to necessarily be sitting and not just focusing on all of the stuff that's in your head.
How if all of a sudden, like you're closing and you're meditating, all of a sudden you remembered, oh shit, I have to put the trash out.
Because you know what? We all need to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And as long as, even if it's just for like 5 minutes, not even that. Maybe you have 2 minutes. We all have some time in a day where you can just sit. And the meditation doesn't have to be sitting with your eyes closed. It can be out in nature, listening to the birds, in silence, away from your phone, away from people, and just sitting. Just looking at nature. I mean, that
can
be
thinking of anything.
Not thinking of anything. There's so many different parts of, we have moving meditation, which is yoga. We have walking meditations, which is just walking out in nature. We have seated meditation. We have breath work. So many different tools.
Oh my gosh.
You just have to figure out what works for you.
I want to talk about your healing process as well, because you mentioned it to me. But before that, I want to mention to our listeners and viewers that for when you mentioned about, you know, that one thing that you hated about yourself, and my daughter, she's actually pursuing modeling now. Mm-hmm. She really loved this. And for a while, she was very insecure about her ears. You know, her ears a little bit, you know, up, you know, like out, like out. And she's been very insecure about it. She wanted her ears done, you know, have it, you know, have a procedure done. And I was like, you know what? You're going to have to love that. And then one time, my friend who is her publicist now, she told her, you know what? that ears will make you different from
that's what
from
will make
other
you
else.
Unique.
Yeah, that will make you yeah. unique. And now every time she's like, no, I wanted to, and every time she's the one that gives her like, no, show your ears. I want you to yeah. show your ears. I want you to put
exactly.
out. So now she's like so confident showing yes. her ears now.
It's and funny, the things that we feel insecure about the most, yeah. like I would hate when I was doing a photo shoot, I hated smiling.
Yeah.
But then it always came out really nice when I did on the camera, but I was so insecure about my smile uh-huh. and I would feel so fake smiling on camera yeah. as well because I was so insecure about it. But then when someone made me laugh, they would take a picture and they would say, listen, look how beautiful it is when you smile. And I'm like, oh, well, you guys have to make me laugh every time.
So yeah. You just need that one person to like really, you know, and believe that one person, you know, right? That
yeah.
that really is telling the truth. So let's talk about your healing thing. Wait, before that, I just want to ask, is there, you know, about the True Naked Yoga, how can, you know, is that something instructors do with students one-on-one or in a small group or something that can be done from home?
So I encourage everyone to kind of go in and have a yeah. look at their website. It's at truenakedyoga.com uh-huh. and it's on-demand videos. So I've created most of the sequence and then we have models or yoga practitioners, contortionists, mm-hmm. dancers. They're all from all kinds
oh, wow.
of backgrounds. They're doing the yeah. yoga on pre-recorded. So oh. we recorded all of these beautiful videos in beautiful locations, outdoors,
wow.
Most of the times outdoors, actually. And we have all levels. So we have beginner yoga, we have level one, level two, intermediate, advanced. Advanced is more kind of fun to watch because
yeah.
it's really difficult to do the stuff that some of the girls are doing, but it's very beautiful yeah. to watch. We have yin yoga, which is more like deep stretching, restorative, relaxing, mm-hmm. And then just restorative yoga, which is most of the time just lying down and breathing. And
yeah.
then we just created yoga for limited mobility, so mm-hmm. chair yoga, sitting on a chair. So if you have any injuries and you're for some reason can't move very much, then you have to, you know, add some of those programs
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
accessible for most people.
Okay, so that's
yeah.
good. So you can have your own private thing. You can do it in your room. You can do it everywhere. Just
exactly,
just,
yes.
just make sure that you're alone. You can actually do this with your friends, with
yes.
your girlfriends. Oh
invite
my gosh.
Your friends to your garden and get
yeah,
naked.
It's super fun and get naked. Oh my God. That's so fun.
But a lot of the time, you know, we yeah. have people doing it with their partners as well. It's a great way to connect
oh, yeah,
with your partner.
So true.
Yeah,
maybe
naked.
I'll do that with my hubby.
That's
going to be my gift for him.
And we have a majority of the teachers there now are female, but we have added a few male practitioners as well, and we will start adding more of a male program as well, so it will be more male.
I just think like it's, I'm like, Max, are you here? I'm literally thinking, oh my God, it's going to be so for us women, it's so nice to be naked. But for the guys, I feel like, oh my God, it's not nice because their balls are going to be hanging.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things we have to think about as a production. And it's pretty interesting when we are filming. We all have a laugh. And the good thing is that all of the practitioners are very comfortable naked in their own bodies.
They're
having lunch and they're all just hanging out naked. They don't they're like, why should we are naked all day? This is the first time we had some practitioners just hanging out by the pool while we were filming the other models. Just like,
that's
when
so
do I
good.
Get to be naked at the mansion all day?
Yeah.
So,
I know.
And they love it. They
wait,
love it. And
Yannicka, how can we incorporate this with sex? Is there any way? You know, like
yeah.
how there's tantric sex and all of those stuff. Like, how can we incorporate this?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just being naked with your partner, but
yeah,
maybe not necessarily
so
just
cool,
being next
right?
to each other and then practicing this naked yoga. Maybe make the setting a little bit more romantic and maybe finish
oh,
up with a nice
yeah.
little yogic massage, maybe. Maybe that's
oh,
something
I
we
like
should add to
that.
The program.
Yeah, I
eventually
like
I think
that.
we wanna add acro yoga, which is partner yoga, eventually to the program as well, and that would be something really nice to do with your partner.
Oh, you know, that would be so great. Oh my
yeah.
gosh, I would totally do that with my husband and recommend it to all, you know.
Yes.
That's a good one. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, now let's go to your healing. We only have 8 minutes left. Oh my God, it's so fast. Let's go to the healing. So what is this other thing that you're doing?
Something called a Chinate sign.
Yeah, what is that? The Chinate
sign. It's basically translates. It's a Taoist abdominal massage. It translates working, transforming the energy of the organs. And there's a belief that the Taoist monks, they used to do it this long time ago. They used to do this practice on themselves to restore the qi flow, the energy in their bodies.
Okay.
And when we have a lot of stagnant energy in our bodies and it's not moving and it tends to get stuck in certain parts of our organs, we get all kinds of issues. So we get digestive issues, fertility issues.
Yeah.
You name it. It's all in our stomach. We're not digesting our emotions. If we're not digesting our emotions, you can't digest your food. So basically, a Chinesang session.
What is the meaning of not digesting your emotions? Is it not because you're not dealing with your emotions?
Yeah. So we a lot of people have a lot of trauma. It could be from childbirth, giving birth, and the trauma kind of gets stuck in your lower parts of the abdomen, which is your water element, and it's your past, your ancestors, and your DNA. So we work with the five elemental different forces when we are working with Chinesang. So those memories get stuck there sometimes, and we're not aware when we're having, you know, anything that happens to you, an accident, injury, surgical stuff, you get scar tissue.
Yeah.
The chi gets stuck. It's not moving because the tissue is so thick, but there's also a type of trauma that's happening in your body. So you haven't digested those emotions yet because the chi is not flowing correctly, so it kind of gets stuck. And a lot of times when we do go through trauma, we tend to just kind of brush it under the rug. A lot of the times we're just like, it happened, but I haven't really, you know, sat with it and felt the trauma, and I've kind of just, you know, fight and flight, kind of moved on with my life. And then several years down the line, we start to have all these issues in our bodies. And that is most of the time is related to emotional digestion, because we're not digesting properly emotionally. We're, you know, especially here in LA, we are very always flight and fight, always in a stressed environment. We never really sit down and really feel our feelings and our emotions, because we don't have time. We have to be strong all the time. So then we start to get real stressed and anxious. We get digestive issues, pain in our stomach, bloatiness. Some women haven't had period in years, and they come in and get Chinesang, and then they start to bleed out the next day. Women experience fertility issues that's very young, in their 30s still. They can't get pregnant, and because I find out later that they have experienced a lot of trauma when they were younger, or something traumatic, or they've gone through a lot of stress and anxiety the past few years. And the body.
So you do you do massaging and stuff, or like an exercise or something.
So what I do with, it's basically a very deep organ massage that I do as a Chinesang practitioner, and it's called applied qigong. So I'm applying qi into the body as I'm massaging the organ. So I try to get rid of all the stagnations that stuck, so the new energy can flow and it can heal your body. Mm-hmm. It also helps you to bring more awareness into your body. It helps you to communicate with your body, understand what your body needs in this moment. So it's a very, very powerful.
I want to go see and do that, and maybe I can video it and show it to her show it here on the show.
For sure, it's very powerful, and it's an area where we hold a lot, and it's a very personal area, especially for women. We don't want anyone touching our stomachs. It's like, don't touch it. So everything gets stored here. It's also where, it's interesting because it's in the center of your body. It's the center of your world. It's where life starts. And it's the area where we don't care too much about at all. We go and get a massage, but we don't really get a tummy massage at all. So
I want to do this. I want to do this. How can we find you, Yannicka? Oh my gosh, we have three minutes. How can they find you?
And yes, if you're interested in the True Naked Yoga, you can go to truenakedyoga.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to find out more about my modalities and what I do as a healer and a yoga teacher, you can go to chiflowhealing.com. So C-H-I healing.com in one word.
Okay.
And then my Instagram is Yoganika, yoga and N-I-C-A. So.
Yoganika. Yeah, Yoganika. She's amazing. I think I should like come and see you. Yeah. Can you spell it Yoganika?
Yeah, yoga N-N-I-C-A.
Okay, so Yoganika on Instagram. Yeah, yes. I want to like maybe like go to you and do it, and then we'll video and show it here.
Yes, let's do it.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Any advice, you know, before we end up, any advice that you want to offer to all our women who are listening, who may be, you know, feeling intimidated or uncomfortable being naked in general, or who has traumas or everything like that?
I think just be kind to yourself. Like, mm-hmm. Allow yourself to feel what's happening, and mm-hmm. allow yourself to cry, to let go, and be in the moment. And it's healing is going to happen after that. We are so afraid of feeling our emotions, and I think that's where it starts. Feel your emotions, be okay with what you're feeling, and mm-hmm. then once you accept it, what's going on, everything else will fall into place.
Yeah, so. That's so good. Thank you. Embrace yourself. Embrace the beauty in you. There's always, you know, I always told people that I never believe in the word ugly, because I know that every single one of us, there's always beauty in us. There's one, you know, there's beauty in our inside and outside of our, you know, of our personality of us, right?
I would just say to stop comparing yourself with other people.
Yes.
You are unique and you're special and you are loved. And so you should start loving yourself.
Okay, one more thing. 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. How about the health? What is the healthy, you know, what's the health advice that you can give, you know, our listeners right now?
I would say just get out in nature. Go and walk in nature. Do some mindfulness practice, yoga, breath work. Meditation. I know it's hard. If that's too much, just go for a walk.
Oh my gosh.
Outside.
No, that's so true. When I walk and I'm outside or I do hike, it's such a good feeling afterwards.
Yeah. A lot of people suffer from depression.
Yeah.
Sleep. Get as much rest as you can. Don't force yourself to go to a gym, or don't force yourself to do all of the other practices until you have the energy to actually do it. So getting enough sleep is also very important.
Yeah, it's so important. My God, thank you so much. Yoganika, thank you. I appreciate you. And maybe we'll do that whole segment next time.
Okay.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want each and every one of you to know that you're beautiful. Oh my gosh, you are beautiful. And that
your beauty
is about so much more than what you look like. Remember that, and be sure to remind someone else of that as well. You know, one thing that you can do for others, if you really want to, you know, you want a purpose for your life, just, you know, just like what happened to my daughter and like what happened to Yoganika, just tell them that whatever they're insecure about, tell them that it looks good on them and not to be insecure about it. Just tell them that that is the unique thing about you that people will remember. So embrace that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you, Yoganika. Namaste.
Thank you. See you soon.
And please don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Thank you so much. Happy Monday.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.